Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so people are putting some crazy stuff on pizza.
Yeah.
So I know this sounds like it's going to be dumb as hell.
It probably will.
What should not be on a pizza? It seems like dumb. What should always be on a pizza? But people love pizza.
Yes.
And the two things, the two new toppings that are going on pizzas are rowdy.
Also, we're done with pineapples. They're moving on to crazier things.
Yes.
I never understood that. I like a good cheese pizza. Mm-hmm.
See, I would say mine, but I think my favorite thing on pizza, you're going to hate it, so I'll wait.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear that. Yeah, keep that to yourself, sir.
Yeah.
Because I want it to be a big tease. Mm-hmm. Jared's going to tease our audience today.
Jared probably likes barbecue.
Oh, no. No, it's weird.
I probably like marshmallows and chocolate.
Oh, man. Marshmallows and chocolate?
John, you probably like those farts on your pizza.
No, I like the all meats.
Cookie pizzas, and those are the best.
They are really good.
Yeah, they are.
Anybody that doesn't like frosting is a weirdo.
Okay.
What's up, Eric?
Morning, boys. So, I haven't called it in a while, but Bill, you really got me worked up already this morning, man, saying all people who don't like frosting are weird.
Yeah. It's a fact.
Yeah, I'm not a big frosting fan, and I'm not weird.
I don't know. There's probably something weird. I just think it's odd. I do not like frosting.
Man,
the people that only eat the cake and they don't eat the frosting. It's weird.
That's me. Like, I'll take a little tiny layer of the frosting.
Yeah,
but
the frosting can be overwhelming, though.
Oh, no. That's what it is.
It's the best part,
and it can ruin the cake.
That's the best part.
Well, I understand what this guy's saying. Like, you got to have at least a little. You can't just eat straight cake. You got to have a little bit of frosting, but the frosting could be way overdone.
Do you put ketchup on your beans, too?
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I love putting ketchup on my beans.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, look it up.
I believe you. I don't even have to
look
it up.
I'll
look it
up then.
Okay, I just said I believe you.
I know, but it's still.
what's the point?
I make sure I didn't make that up.
It doesn't sound like you did.
Ketchup on
Sounds
beans.
Sounds like you knew that pretty well.
Yeah,
so.
I know, but sometimes you just, yeah. Does anybody else put ketchup on their baked beans? Look at this.
I never knew that. That's insane.
Look at that. You nasty ass people.
So you nasty ass people.
What is wrong with you?
You know, I don't. People look at me crazy because I put ketchup on my eggs, so I'm not even going to knock it.
That's sick, too. What's wrong with you?
That's normal, though.
Yeah.
Sick.
Sick. John had an opinion about that one.
He did. He's
sick.
Very mad. Ooh, let me get to Ronnie. What's up, Ronnie? Welcome to the program, Ronnie.
What's going on? It's Lonnie. Starts with an L.
Oh, Lonnie.
Lonnie, yeah.
Okay. What's
going
up,
on,
Lonnie?
Buddy? Not a whole lot. I wanted to comment about your bean thing.
Yes.
Man, I take baked beans. I put ketchup, mustard, and king syrup on them.
Oh, golly. I don't even eat beans.
And then mix it with hot dogs, man. You all try it out. You can't knock it.
Hot
so
dog. That's Franks and beans.
Franks and beans.
That's right. What is it? Weenies and beans? Or what do they got a name for them?
Pork and beans?
Pork and beans is one.
That's it.
There's another one. Thank you, Lonnie. There's another one of those.
Beanie weenies?
Yes, weenies
is
the most disgusting name for food.
Weenies.
It's just a bowl
four
of beans.
To five hot dog slice with one 28-ounce can of Bush's baked beans, country style. With a little bit of light brown sugar.
Nasty. Just nasty.
How do you make beanie weenies?
How do you make, just throw them in a pot.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there were so many different bean recipes.
Yeah.
A lot of them out there.
I mean, beans can be okay.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
In chili.
Yeah.
In chili, great.
I like barbecue baked beans for sure.
My grandma, she used to put ketchup in chili.
Okay.
But she used to put butter on a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah.
And then she died.
But she enjoyed food.
Yeah. But I was like, hey, it seems like she had cholesterol issues.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? George.
What's going on? I had a comment on the beans, man. When I eat barbecue, I like to put a little bit of barbecue sauce in the rice and the beans.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Barbecue, you put it on a hamburger. I mean, barbecue is badass. Barbecue is like fancy, right? Barbecue says I'm fancy. You throw ketchup on that same thing, it says yuck.
I've never heard of barbecue being like, I'm fancy.
Yeah, I've never heard of a fancy barbecue.
Yeah, no, it's fancy.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
I mean, it's delicious. Yeah. I don't know about fancy.
It's fancy.
Okay, all right.
Have it with your steak.
Yeah.
It's really delicious.
Barbecue with your steak?
Yes.
What does that even mean?
You just get some, you know, some barbecue sauce, you put your steak in it.
Why would you put barbecue sauce on steak?
To make it better.
That's insane.
If a steak is perfect, does it need
anything?
Did
you just go Patrick Mahomes on me right there?
What do you mean?
Well, because Patrick Mahomes puts ketchup on his steak.
Well, that's sick.
That you're doing the same thing with the barbecue sauce.
I'm trying to be fancy.
Is that even fancy?
It's not.
What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, Billy? Good morning, Derek. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good, good. I don't put ketchup in my beans, but I do love to dip my tamales in ketchup.
Oh, man. You just hold them and just dip them in there?
Just
take
dip
a bite.
Them in there, yeah. Sometimes I'll also do pizza. I'll dip some pizza in ketchup, too. That's pretty good.
That's pretty sick. Makes me feel bad about myself. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Oh, that is nasty. John, you do anything nasty with food? Probably everything, right?
Yeah, yeah, but I don't put no ketchup on my eggs.
No? No. What do you do?
You're really hung up on that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like, that rattled you to your core.
Yeah.
What's up, Jeremy?
Moron.
Hello there. Good morning, guys.
Yo.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Good morning. Hi. You ever tried mayonnaise on your beans?
What?
Oh.
No. Not at all.
No? it's actually pretty good. It's a different kind of flavor, but there's also people that do ranch, but I had a buddy of mine. He was eating his beans, right? He was just going ham on them. And I see him grab a mayonnaise packet, and I was like, hey, what the heck you doing?
Oh.
He goes, dude, you got to try it. I go, I got like maybe 2 spoons left. Let me see.
Oh, man.
And he tried it, and he loved it.
I remember, though, my grandma would make me eat a mayonnaise sandwich, and it's just mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Two pieces of bread and mayonnaise.
Right. I wonder if you, like, I don't know, that sounds very trick daddy of you. Because I'm a thug.
No, it's very, it's just, it's, you know, poor people food.
Yeah.
Syrup sandwiches, mayonnaise sandwich.
I gotcha.
What's up? She put, this is the most disgusting thing. Now it just brought, she would put mayonnaise on a hamburger.
Oh, that's normal. People do that.
That is sick.
That is a very normal thing.
No,
you
it's
know
not.
That, right?
Like that not is, with nothing else.
You basically just
when
said.
When you're all out of condiments.
You just basically said, she put cheese on a hamburger.
No. Nasty ass lady
that's
doing that. Yeah,
normal.
But you don't put maybe with ketchup and mustard on too.
No, some people just get a burger with mayo on it.
That's sick.
It's not.
That's normal.
It's absolute. It's delicious.
Bobby, now I don't have time to play this grandma stuff. Damn it.
Can't
or the band aid lady.
On a burger was weird.
What's up, Bobby? Hello, Bobby.
Yeah. Have y'all ever heard of borracho beans?
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so what they do is they put beer in them, and they usually do that at barbecues.
Oh, that wouldn't be bad at all. Beer batter beans?
Pretty well. You chop up, like, sausage, and you put some vegetables, and then you boil them up, and you put the alcohol in there, and man,
yeah.
It's pretty good, man.
Throw some barbecue on it, make it fancy.
I just can't think that I ever would have thought we'd be doing a bean segment. Like, never.
No, never.
What I do know is that we could dominate barbecue talk.
Yes. Yeah. Let's go to...
Even though we don't know anything about it, I'm still very entertained right now.
What's up, Tangie?
Yeah, I called to let y'all know that my daughter eats ketchup and ranch on her eggs. Her
and
scrambled
ranch.
Eggs.
Ooh.
And ranch.
That's
it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, growing up, I had
gross.
A buddy
Thank
who
you,
he would put ranch on his tacos.
No.
And I just thought that was the most insane thing I'd ever seen in my life.
My buddy
Pat. I was like, white people will put ranch on anything.
Well, my buddy Pat used to put ranch on his girlfriend.
Man. I almost fought my wife last night because I went to have pizza and she bought a ranch, but she got the organic kind, and that ranch tastes like ass.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm like, can you just get the basic bitch Hidden Valley, please?
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
So on my beans, sounds pretty weird, man.
Yeah, it sounds like you're like, on my beans. It does sound weird.
I felt like he pulled a note out of his wallet. Yeah. And this is how I have my beans.
How do you have your beans? I only got a couple seconds.
I like putting pepperonis on pizza.
Pepperonis on his beans?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.